This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza Saturday, causing renewed concerns about civilian deaths. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel pounded targets in southern Gaza as it continued its offensive in the besieged enclave after a week-long truce with Hamas. Israel's military released new footage showing what it claimed were troops operating inside of Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the U.S. has urged Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. At a hospital in Khan Yunis, injured were driven into the emergency rooms as children screamed for their mothers and anxious relatives urged for help. Many of Israel's attacks were focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military said it had struck more than 50 Hamas targets with airstrikes, tank fire, and its navy. Israel had dropped leaflets to warn residents to leave. However, many Palestinians in Gaza say there's nowhere else to go. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting the U.S. has provided Israel with massive bombs and artillery shells worth hundreds of millions of dollars, while at the same time admonishing Israel to limit civilian casualties. The report said the U.S. has provided Israel with large bunker buster bombs, among 10,000 of other weapons, and artillery shells to help dislodge Hamas from Gaza, U.S. officials said. The tally of arms includes roughly 15,000 bombs and 57,000 artillery shells supplied to Israel shortly after the October 7th terror attack Hamas launched on Israel. And the report said it has continued in recent days, according to unnamed U.S. officials. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by nearly 170,000 to a total of 1.32 billion. The order came as Moscow's military action in Ukraine continues into its 22nd month. This is VOA News. Russian security forces have raided gay clubs and bars across Moscow less than 48 hours after the country's top court banned what it called Global LGBTQ Plus Movement as an extremist organization. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Police searched venues across the Russian capital Friday night, including a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' passports were checked and photographed by the security services. The raids follow a decision by Russia's Supreme Court to label the country's LGBTQ plus movement an extremist organization. Activists fear it could give authorities free rein to crack down on queer groups and activists. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Saturday said the U.S. was joining 115 nations in a commitment to double energy efficiency and triple renewable energy capacity by 2030. Harris made the announcement as she addressed the COP28 climate summit in Dubai Saturday.
And I will note, crucially, our collective pledge today to rapidly increase renewable energy also includes a call for all nations to stop building new unabated coal power plants, a type of power plant that the United States stopped building more than a decade ago.
Leaders of developing nations jumped into Saturday's second day of high-level speeches at the 28th Annual UN Conference of Parties, or COP28, to press rich industrial countries to share their know-how to fight global warming and ease the financial burdens they face, while trumpeting their own natural resources that swallow heat-trapping carbon in the air. Police in Las Vegas are looking for a suspect in the shootings of five homeless people in a crime that appears to be similar to the killing of homeless people in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Las Vegas police say they believe it's a single gunman who shot five people near a freeway overpass in the northern part of the city. Two of them died. It happened Friday evening, and all the victims are described as unhoused. These shootings came soon after a news conference on KABC with Los Angeles, California Mayor Karen Bass.
A killer who is preying on the unhoused.
In Los Angeles, three homeless men have been fatally shot since November 26th.
Seek shelter, seek services, stay together.
Authorities are not saying if they think the cases in the two cities are connected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.